Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you good news from around the globe. A California man who won $250 in free groceries decided to give it away to others who look like they need help. When Vaughn's Grocery heard the story, they doubled the amount to $500, which was given to an unemployed man, a veteran, and a low-income family with a new baby, among others. "We've done a lot for the community," said the wife of the veteran. "For us to receive back, it's a shock and it's a surprise, and it feels good all at the same time." An American college graduate named Daniel decided to travel around the world using a family member's free airline miles, but the grateful 22-year-old wanted to give back in return for his good fortune. He posted a message on the social media bulletin board Reddit asking strangers how he could help out. "I want to have a Reddit-powered epic summer adventure," he wrote. "Do you want me to hand-deliver a letter to someone across the country or overseas? Attempt to help you with homework? Volunteer at your organization for a day? Need an extra pair of hands to do that landscaping project you've been putting off for months? Or know a sweet hiking spot but have no one to go with?" Many of the people simply wanted him to go on local adventures with them, which he was happy to do. Others needed help: moving a couch up a spiral staircase, weeding a garden, teaching an English class in Thailand, helping an injured man move into a second floor flat. All of those he did accomplish. He ended up donating money, about $500, he raised on Reddit for filming cost after he managed to save so much money by living off the hospitality of Redditeers instead of paying for hostels. The U.S. economy looked more resilient Wednesday after reports showed factories produced more goods in July and home builders grew more confident in the housing recovery. Industrial output expanded at the fastest pace since April. Other encouraging gains included July reports that showed consumers stepped up retail spending and employers created the most jobs since February. And our top story for today, Bill Gates has invested more than $3 million on behalf of the 2.6 billion people around the world who don't have access to modern toilets. Yesterday, the three winners of his Next Generation Toilet Prize were announced, showcasing innovative designs that capture and process human waste without piped water, sewer, or electrical connections. Even more impressive, the Toilet Prize winners all transformed human waste into useful resources such as energy and water at an affordable price. Gates announced the contest 1 year ago and yesterday unveiled the three universities that will share $200,000 as winners of the Reinvent the Toilet Challenge. California Institute of Technology in the United States received the $100,000 first prize for designing a solar-powered toilet that generates hydrogen and electricity. Loughborough University in the United Kingdom won the $60,000 second place prize for a toilet that produces biological charcoal, minerals, and clean water. University of Toronto in Canada won the third place prize of $40,000 for a toilet that sanitizes feces and urine and recovers resources and clean water. If we apply creative thinking to everyday challenges such as dealing with human waste, we can fix some of the world's toughest problems, said Foundation co-chair Bill Gates. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.